successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Arr! Why buy a house when ye can buy a houseboat?
Yarr!
Don't forget to check out the galley. That's real shag carpeting. Arr!
Baby, back her down the ramp and don't jackknife her. Let's see how many people we can fit inside her. I think we got half of the town invited for some beer on a boat on a Saturday. A few good friends just floating away. The world looks better through a cool pair of shades with some beer on a boat on a Saturday.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That is me along with Barry the Boater and Mike the Mariner rounding out the crew. All right, so hopefully you don't have any boating ghosts that are invading your vessel. And, where we navigated to at the beginning of the show, I have no idea. But every once in a while, you know, those gremlins might creep up on you, and doesn't have to be around Halloween. So we figured we'd knock that one out, get it out of the way, and then focus on, maybe a little bit more positive educational kind of stuff on the show today. So I looked up some stuff online to find out what exactly are the most common boating questions that especially boaters or new boaters have in mind. Like, how do you perform an exorcism to make sure you don't have a ghost like Barry did
on your boat? Bilge.
That's not a common question, but we figured we'd answer it and get that one out of the way. So that's not on this list of 10 questions that we have.
Should be in every owner's manual, though.
Maybe it should, at least on the World of Boating manual for sure. But this is a little bit more general. And a lot of these questions, you know, we've covered before, but it's kind of good to revisit this every now and then. And, you know, if you have somebody who's thinking, like they want to buy a new boat for the first time, these are going to be the kind of questions that they're going to ask, or maybe you asked before you bought your first boat.
So, before you say anything, should we try to guess what those questions are, and you can put them in number order? So, like,
absolutely not. No, let's just go with this. We don't.
All right.
It's a 1-hour show, Barry. We don't have time for that. So let's just work through some of these, and then you can kind of reiterate your thoughts if you think these are indeed the most common boating questions that new boaters have. All right. So first one, are teenagers allowed to operate a boat without adult supervision? Barry, what do you think is the answer? First off,
teenagers.
Yeah.
So anyone that's 13 and over.
Well, okay, sure.
Well, that
without adult
teenager.
Supervision.
Without adult supervision, yeah. I would say yes if they've taken a safe boating course through Florida.
Wrong! Well, okay. I was going to ask. I could have asked Mike first, but.
You just couldn't wait to say wrong, well, could
exactly.
You?
Yeah, no.
I was going to say, first of all, it's too general. A 19-year-old is technically an adult.
Well,
I
mean, and plus, it varies state to state. So what you have to know is that your whatever the
local laws,
the state laws in your boating area are, because some of them it might be 13 or 16 or whatever, but it varies state to state. So you have to know.
So we live in Florida. So are we going to? Okay, so every answer is going to be it varies between state to state. That's
right.
Easy.
Do you have to? Does a teenager have to have an adult with them or not? Some states you do, some states you don't. Now, when it comes to Florida, I honestly don't know. I mean, you could look it up real quick and find out, but
I'll find out.
I would say on top of that, is it advisable to let a teenager operate a boat without adult supervision?
Depends on the boat. Depends on the experience.
I was just going to say no.
Well, hey, I got my first boat when I was like 9, a John boat with a 3.5-horsepower motor on it. I ran it all the time.
Right.
When I was at summer camp, we ran BMPs, which I showed you a picture of, and we ran putt-putt boats, John boats. We call them putt-putt boats.
Yeah.
And catamarans we sailed in Biscayne Bay.
Well, I'm not saying it can't be
12,
done.
13, 14.
I'm just saying, is it advisable? That would be the question. Is that the ideal situation? Oh, hell no. is what my answer would be.
30, 40 years ago. Why?
Well, it was more maybe accepted. And, you know, there may be, you know, depending on what state you are, there may be actual legal ramifications. But if it's, you know, if it's allowed, that doesn't mean it's good. That's what I'm saying. I mean, is it advisable to let someone who's a teenager to operate a boat without adult supervision? I would say no. That's a pretty clear no. But could they do it? Sure. And are they a mature 13-year-old or teenager? And the adult wants to give them that responsibility? Okay. I don't see any problem with that. But is it advisable? Is that the ideal situation? Especially if you're not the, you know, the person who is on the boat, and you're just someone who might be the result of interacting with a teenager on a boat. You know what I mean? It kind of depends on the perspective. Yes.
Okay.
In Florida,
minimum age is 14 years old to legally operate a personal watercraft or any motorboat with 10 horsepower or more. That's what I call putt-putts. But you do, if you were born after January 1st, 1980, you must complete an NASBLA, NASBLA approved boating safety course and carry a boating safety education card. As far as supervision, no specific exemption to the 14-year-old minimum for a PWC, so that makes no sense at all.
Okay.
So it doesn't seem like you need supervision, but you have to be at least 14 or over.
As mud. Yes. Okay. No. Well, let's just move to the next question.
So comment. I wasn't wrong.
I wasn't. You're pretty much wrong. Okay. Second question. Common voting question. What can I use to download United States fishing and marine charts? Mike, you want to take a stab at this one? Where would you get that kind of info if you're a new boater?
Where would you go to download the charts?
Fishing and marine charts. Where are the two sources or few sources that you could go to get those kind of things? Accurate.
Active Captain, Garmin, has all that. That's good stuff.
Navionics, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Well, that's the airplane version of that. And, there's dozens of resources, but, NOAA is a great resource.
There it is. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
You got it.
You didn't even give me a chance to say anything.
Well, no, he got it. That's right. Okay, NOAA is probably the main source that probably people don't realize that that's where you get your charts.
You can go to charts.noaa.com.
Okay.
I mean, gov. All right. Charts.noaa.gov.
I'll give you a banana for that one.
Oh, good. I like bananas.
All right. Question three. Is there a Kelley Blue Book equivalent for boats? What do you think? Barry, you want to take a stab at that?
I would look at Boat Trader and see what other ones are being sold for, but I don't know. I've never heard of a Kelley Blue Book for boats. There may be.
I'm not aware of one. And you know, for the period of time that I was selling boats, we based everything off of surveys. Mm-hmm. So you could have two boats the same age. One boat is value X, and the other one is valued at 2X because it's in much better condition. So
right.
Really hard to do anything other than like ski boats and bass boats and things that are more mass produced.
Well, here's one for you. JD Power. There you go. They have a whole category for boats too. So that's the one.
I'll look that up.
Yes. All right. We got more common boating questions for you next. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the boating world? Well, look no further than the World of Boating Radio Show. Just like you, thousands of boating enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to worldofboating.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.